This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, friends. How's everybody doing? Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Masech Divamas Daf Nonhei. The Gemara is discussing the Erva of Achay Sishtai. The Gemara created a scenario where a guy was duped. He married a woman. He was told she died. He married the paternal sister of his wife, who thought it was deceased. Then he was duped and thought his second wife died, and he married the maternal sister of his second wife. And the Gemara says, since that all the wives were really alive, he's only mutter to woman 1, 3, and 5. He's usher to woman 2 and 4. But if it turned out that lady 1 died, then he would be usher lady 2. Then he would be married to lady 2 and usher to marry 3. The only reason he's mutter to 3 is because he was never married to 2. But if he was married to 2, he would be usher to 3, even though 3 is the maternal sister of his wife. So we see from here the maternal sister is usher. Alma, achos ishtai bein min ha'av, bein min ha'im asura. So we see one's wife's sister, both from a father and from a mother, are usher. Says the Gemara, minalan. How do I know that your wife's sister is usher from a father and the mother? Yalef me'achoyse. We learn that from your own sister. Ma'achoyse bein min ha'av bein min ha'im. Just like your own sister, it's whether from a father or a mother. Afkan bein min ha'av bein min ha'im. So we learn out achoys ishtoy from achoyse. Says Gemara, why do we learn out achoys ishtoy from achoyse? Learn out your wife's sister from your father's brother's wife. Just like your aunt, it's only your father's brother from the father, and not your father's brother from the mother. So too, your wife's sister, we should learn out from doidosei, not from achoisei. Says the Gemara, no, mistabra me'achoisei havaleila melef. It's mistabra, we should learn it out from your sister. Why? Shekein kroive atzmai, me kroive atzmai. We should learn out your wife's sister from your sister. Your wife's sister is your own relative, and your sister is your own relative, as opposed to doidosei, which is not your own relative. It's through your father's brother's wife. Says Gemara, Adarabba, midoidasei havaleila melef. Why? Shekein davra aidei kedushin. Doidasei is through kedushin, and achos ishtoi is through kedushin, as opposed to achos where there's no kedushin. Adarabba, midoidasei havaleila melef. Shekein davra aidei kedushin, midavra shaidei kedushin. So, on the one hand, you should learn out from achos, and on the other hand, you should learn out from doidasei. On the one hand, you should learn out from achos that what? Bein min ha'av, bein min ha'im. On the other hand, you should learn out from doidasei only min ha'av. Ella, the Gemara says, may eishes achya alfinan. You should learn it out from your brother's wife. The shekein davar ayde kedushin ukroy ve'atzmai. Your brother's wife is through kedushin, just like achos ishtai, and it's also a relative from yourself, like achos ishtai. Now, your brother's wife is more krevei atzmai than, let's say, your father's brother's wife. Your brother is your relative, so his wife is krevei atzmai. Your father's brother's wife is not krevei atzmai. So therefore, we're going to learn out achos ishtoi from eishes ach. Says the Gemara, ve'eishes ach gufei minalan. How do I know eishes ach is usher, whether it's the wife of your brother from the father, or the wife of your brother from the mother. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ervas Eishes Achicha Leisigale. The Erva of the wife of your brother should not uncover Bein Min Av, Bein Min Aim. Ata Oimer Bein Min Av, Bein Min Aim. O Einoi Ela Min Av, Eloi Min Aim. Maybe it's only your brother's wife from the father, not from the mother. Says Gemara V'dinu. Chayiv Kan V'chayiv Achoisai. Yirchai va'isha sachicha ve'achoisai. Ma achoisai bein mina'av bein mina'im. Av kan bein mina'av v'loi mina'im. Bein mina'av bein mina'im. So we're going to learn out isha sach from achoisai. Oi, or klach l'derechzu, go to this way. Chayiv kan v'chayiv v'doidosai. Yirchayiv over here and yirchayiv by an ant. Ma doidosai mina'av v'loi mina'im. Just like doidosai. From a father and not from a mother. Avkan mina av loy mina im. Meaning, we're trying to know, how do I know Ishas Ach is Asr, bein mina av, bein mina im? Because it says, Ishas Achicha. So Gemara says, how do you know? We learn out from Achoisai. So Gemara says, maybe don't learn out Ishasach from Achoisai. Klach l'derech zu, chayiv kan v'chayiv b'doidosai ma doidosai min avloi min aim. Avkan min avloi min aim. So now the question is Ishasach more similar to Achoisai, or is it more similar to doidosai? Nira l'mi doima, let's see who this is more similar to. Donin kroivei atzmai mi kroivei atzmai. We're going to learn out Ishasach, which is your own relative, from Achoisa, which is your own relative, al tachiach doidosai, and don't try to bring a proof from doidosai, shekroi ve'yav, that's a relative from the father. Or, a krach, klach l'derchzu, go this way. Don on davarsai de kedushin, we're going to learn out eishasach, which is through marriage, mi davarsai de kedushin, which is from doidosai, which is through marriage, v'yal tachiach achoisai, she'isr habame elav. So really, we have no right to learn out eishasach from Achoisa, because you can learn it out from Daidasai only mina avalei mina'im. Talmud loymar, Ervas achicha hi. It says after Ervas eishes achicha, it repeats again Ervas achicha. That comes to teach bein mina'av bein mina'im. So hear what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying that the source that eishes ach is asar, bein mina'av bein mina'im, is the extra pasuk of Ervas Achichahi. It already said Ervas Eishes Achicha Loisigali, the erva of the wife of your brother you should not uncover. Why does it have to repeat Ervas Achicha? That teaches me Bein Mina'av, Bein Mina'im. Says the Gemara, how do I know that? Maybe I need both psukim of Ervas Eishes Achicha Loisigali, Ervas Achichahi, Bein Ma'aydi Va'aydi Be'eishes Ach Mina'av. Maybe both psukim are asering your brother's wife from the father. Chada diyesh labanim mechayi bala. One is asering the wife of your brother if your brother has children, if she has children in the life of her husband. Let's say her husband divorced her. V'chada de'ein labanim mechayi bala. And one is to say she's aser when she has no children in the life of her husband. Now, either you say, well, she's also either way because she's married to your brother, she's an Eishes Ish. No, let's say he divorced her. So I need one pasuk to say if he divorced her and she has children, she's Aser. And one pasuk to say if she divorced her and she doesn't have children, she's Aser. But maybe both psukim are talking about Eishes Achiv Mina'av. But I don't have any free psukim to also teach me Eishes Ach Min Ha'im. Says the Gemara, no. Ein la banim b'chaye bala midrav huna nafka. A woman who doesn't have children in the lifetime of her husband, we learn out from Rav Huna. Rav Huna on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis pointed out that it says nida by eishasach. Nida by eishasach teaches that so long as your brother is alive, his wife, whoever it was ever his wife, will be aser, regardless of whether she has children or not. So from Nida, I learn out that Ein la banim b'chaye bala is asar. So therefore, I have an extra pasuk, and the extra pasuk teaches me Eishes Ach min ha'em also. Says the Gemara, but no, maybe not. Ve'ima aydi ve'aydi ve'eishes Ach min ha'av. Maybe both pasukim are talking about Eishes Ach min ha'av. Chada de'yesh la banim b'chaye bala. One where she has children in the life of her husband, and one is where she has children after her husband dies. So maybe both psukim are for Eishes Ach Min Ha'av. One pasuk is Eshes Ach Minoav, who has children, v'chaye bala, and one is Eshes Ach Minoav, where she has children after her husband died. Says the Gemara, no, I don't need a pasuk for that. Yesh la banim la achar misas bala, if she has children after her husband died, lo tzricha kra. Why? Mida amar rachmana, from the fact that the Torah says, she'ein la banim uteres, that if she doesn't have children, the yilat do yibam, that implies if she has children, that you're now to do yibam, even though the husband died. Says the Gemara, Yesh la banim la achar misas bala, lo tzricha kra. If she has children after the husband died, we don't need a pasuk mida amar rachman from the fact that the Torah says she'ein la banim muteres, that if she doesn't have children, she's mutter hayesh la banim. But if she has children, asura, she is prohibited. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that if she has children la'achar misas bala, she is asur. The fact that yibam applies when she does, the fact that Yibam implies when she does not have children when her husband died, that implies that if she does have children, you can't do Yibam. Says the Gemara, one of three possibilities. V'dilma, ein laban masura la'alma, v'shari aliyava. Maybe a woman who dies without, a man who dies without children, then she's usher to the world because she's zakuk to Yibam, v'shari aliyava. She's mutta to Yibam. But yesh la banim, if she has children, then not only is she mutter to the yavam, she's mutter to the whole world. Meaning like this, you're right, the Torah says there's a mitzvah of yibam when there's no children. But that doesn't necessarily mean that if there are children, she is usher to yibam. Maybe if there are children, she's mutter to yibam. Just if there are children, she's also mutter to the rest of the world. Or a second possibility, inami, ein la banim mitzvah. If there are no children, there's a mitzvah of yibam. If there are children, it's a rishus, yesh la banim rishus. Or a third possibility, inami, ein la banim ein in. If there are no children, she does yibam. Yesh la banim, she has children, lo, she doesn't do yibam. However, it's only an asay, v'lav haba mechlal asay. So therefore, I need the pasuk to say that if she has children, it's also she's an Eshesach. Kasav Krachrina Ervas Achicha Gila. Therefore, I need a third pasuk, Ervas Achiv Gila, to teach that Eshesach is Aser Bein Mina'av Bein Mina'im. So Eshesach is Aser Bein Mina'av Bein Mina'im. And we learn out Achos Ishtai is Aser Bein Mina'av Bein Mina'im from Eshes Ach, which is Aser Bein Mina'av Bein Mina'im. That basically covers 2/3 of the page. What we learned so far today is, how do I know your wife's sister is Aser both from a father and from a mother? We learn it out from Eshes Ach, which is Aser whether the brother is your brother from the father or the brother is your brother from the mother. How do I know that it's Aser regardless because of the extra pasuk Ervas Achiv Gila? Fine. The Gemara has another kasha. Ve'ema, why don't you say Eshes Ach Mina'im ke Eshes Ach Mina'av? Why don't we say your brother's wife and the mother is like your brother's wife and the father? Ma Eshes Ach Mina'av la'achar misas ma'la sharia. Just like your brother's wife and the father, after your brother dies, you're allowed to do yibam. So to your brother's wife and the mother, after your brother dies, you should be allowed to do yibam. Says the Gemara, Amar Krahi. Says Eishas Ervas Achicha Hi. He teaches me Bahavayasa Tehe. Then when it comes to this Eishas Ach Minoim, she always remains Eishas Ach. Next sugya. The next sugya is, how do I know ha'ara or hara is usher by all the arayos from the hekesh of Rabbeinu Yonah? of Rabbi Yoina. Of Rabbi Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina wrote the Shari Tshuva, and Rabbi Yoina is the Chaira in Amoira. And Rabbi Yoina makes the Hekesh that all the Arayas are Hukesh Lahadadi, and therefore, since it says Ha'ara by Nida, so he extended to all the Arayas. Now, once the Arayas are Hukesh Lahadadi, and it says by Nida Krisos, so we know for all the Arayas, you're Chayiv Kares. If you're Chayiv Kares by all the Arayos, so then why would the Torah have to write a special Chayve Krisos by Achoisai? Achoisai the Kasaba Kares Lamali. I already know all the Arayas are Krisos. Says the Gemara L'chid Rabbi Yoichanan, the Amar Rabbi Yoichanan. You know why it says Kares by Achoisai? Because what would the halacha be if a person lived with 15 different arayos in one lapse of remembering? He momentarily forgot that he's not to live with arayos. So it was behelem echad, in one lapse of memory. So you would think he's only chayiv one chatos. So the halacha is, it says chakrisos specifically, by achoisai, d'amar l'chid Rabbi Yochanan. If you did them all in one lapse of knowledge, you're chayiv for each and every one. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak, the Amar in the country of Yitzchak, that says, "Kol chayvei krisos bechlal hayu." All the chayvei krisos were included in one general rule. And why does the Torah say Karis b'Achoisai? To teach me Leduno b'Karis v'Leim b'Malkos, to teach you Chayiv Karis and not Malkos. What would the halacha be that for a Chayiv Krisos, they warned, instead of warning them for Karis, the person for Karis, you warn the person for Malkos? You don't get Malkos, according to Amnasan, because this is a lav which is given for Karis, therefore you don't get Malkos. Because you don't get punished for Karis unless you're warned. So this warning of this person who is warned for Malkus doesn't get Malkus because the Torah wrote it specifically for Karis. Basically, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it says Karis ba'achoisai for a totally different reason. So how does he know, in fact, that if somebody lives with all the arayos, behelem echad, you're only chayiv once, but the Karis ba'achoisai is not freed up to teach that you're chayiv for kol achas v'achas? Says the Gemara, nafgale, he learns it out, mei ve'el isha benidas tomasa, and to the woman in her state of nidos, you should not live with. The fact that it says V'el Isha, it's to differentiate and divide and distinguish between each and every woman, that for every woman one lives with, Behelem Echad, you're Chayev for each one, Al Kol Achas V'Achas. The Gemara continues, Doidasoi Dekasa Barachmana Aririm Yiu Lamali. It says by Doidasoi, that you, one will chas v'shalom die aririm, without children. Why does it say that? We already know all the arayas are chayvei krisos. Says the Gemara, l'chid rabba. It's to teach me rabba's halacha. The rabba rami. Rabba asks the stira. Ksiv, it says aririm yiyu. It says aririm yiyu by doidasa. Ksiv aririm yamusu. And it says you will die aririm. Aririm yiyu implies that you will be, at the time of Misa, childless. And Arim Yomusu sounds like that the Chas V'Shalom, the children will die. Ha Ketzad, Im Yesh Loi Banim Kaivran. If Chas V'Shalom, if a person has children, Arim Yomusu, he will die childless, the children will die. Ein Loi Banim, if the person doesn't have children, Hoylech Hariri, the person will remain childless. So Aririm Yamusu indicates the children will die. Aririm Yiyu indicates he will remain childless if he hasn't had children until now. Now, says Gemara, so we need to say both of these punishments. If we would just say one who will remain childless, Hava Amina, I would think Ad Chete. That means if we would just say Aririm Yu, that implies he will remain Aririm until his sin. Meaning, Ad Chete, the children he had before the sin, they will die. But the children that he has from his sin and on, maybe they will survive. Meaning, if it would just say Aririm Yu, that will imply that whatever children he had until now, they will die. But children he'll have after the sin will not. So, Avol Mechete Be'elchol, because Rachman Aririm Yamusu, that even children he'll have later, they will die. Because Rachman Aririm Yamusu, I would think that's only children he had from the sin and on will die. But children that he already had before, they will survive. So therefore it says, Aririm Yu. Okay, we'll pick it up from Hara, the Chayv Elavin Minalan, that's Hashem, tomorrow. And we're going to hold it over here. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha, v'chol tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.